of course, there are larger questions at play here, not just earnings, but also this week, all investors focusing in on the Jackson Hole Symposium virtual this year and what we might hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell about tapering. And it might be worth looking back to the taper tantrum that we saw play out years ago and what investors can learn to maybe some of the skittishness around that and maybe why some of those fears could be overblown. And for more on that, I want to bring on our first guest today. Sam Stovall is CFRA Chief Investment Strategist. He joins us right now. And Sam, was enjoying your note and kind of looking back on the taper tantrum, why you think investors maybe shouldn't fear kind of the same thing this time around. What are your thoughts on maybe what we could hear this week from Fed Chair Powell and maybe why history might not repeat itself?
Well, good morning, Zach. Actually, I think investors would probably hope that history does repeat itself because everyone seems to talk about the taper tantrum and how it's something we really should worry about. But if you actually go back to May 21st of 2013, which was when then Chair Ben Bernanke spoke to Congress, and that was when he first hinted of a tapering of their stimulus, and the market retreated. But it only retreated by less than 6% on a closing basis. And this was all said and done by the end of June. And in the second half of 2013, the market was up 15%. Nine of the 10 sectors that were in existence at the time were in positive territory, as were 98% of the sub-industries in the S&P 1500, with the strength being found in consumer discretionary, industrials, materials and tech. So possibly we could see something like that this time around.
Sam, is there any sense, though, that maybe this time could be different? How are you thinking about it?
Well, of course, history is a guide. It's never gospel. Sometimes things could be very different this time. But I think when you see a Fed that is deciding to remove the stimulus, it's basically saying that this economy is strong enough to be able to stand on its own 2 feet and, as a result, continue to push earnings higher. And so with that in mind, I think investors probably could be experiencing a taper takeoff rather than a taper tantrum.
Yeah, let's continue with the idea of a tape-off, though, and looking back into the point that maybe history doesn't repeat itself. But if it does rhyme this time, Sam, when you're looking at kind of the best sectors maybe to play here and some of those picks you like in terms of buys in those sectors, what stands out to you as maybe ones that investors should be taking a second look at here?
Well, I did take a look at those four sectors, discretionary, industrials, materials, and tech, and then looked for our analysts' strong buy recommendations within those sectors. So just a few names in the consumer discretionary area, TJX. So basically, if people are still worried about the economy, worried about their ability to earn an income, well, go to a low-priced retailer like TJX. We just had the Taliban swiftly take over Afghanistan, so probably not a surprise that we have many companies in the aerospace and defense area that are ranked strong buys at this point, like General Dynamics, like Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, et cetera. In materials, you know, if we do get both of those stimulus packages passed, then inflation could become front and center once again. So companies like Newmont Corp could end up being high on investors' lists. And then finally, technology, application software, semiconductors, as well as outsourcing of data processing services. So companies like PTC Inc., like Fidelity, like Broadcom and Microsoft could end up being winners.
Sam, I would just to kind of explore the taper takeoff that you mentioned a little bit further, because it's interesting. I've had a number of discussions lately, and some folks don't think they don't buy into the economy being as strong as, you know, the narratives out there might be, specifically pointing to consumer sentiment cratering just the other week. So what is it that folks are missing who might say, hey, it's way too early, too soon to even be thinking about tapering here?
Well, I think that we are basically not going to hear anything from Fed Chair Powell this week. So we're not going to hear about anything regarding tapering. And I think he is also a bit concerned and will wait for the August employment data before announcing in September whether there will be a tapering. I think certainly the Delta variant is something that is putting pressure on economic growth and causing consumers to have second thoughts, et cetera. But we're actually finding that maybe what it's doing is readjusting the trajectory of economic growth, which would actually, in the long run, make it a longer lasting recovery. We're still looking for 6.1% year-on-year real GDP growth this year, 4.7% next year. So we still are coming out of the lockdown scenario, but we could end up seeing some slight softness. But I think longer term, that'll probably be good because it allows us not to expend all of our fuel so early in this cycle.
Yeah, if there's one thing that's for sure, it's that this time is different and that the market is grappling with that pandemic and kind of concerns over how quickly the growth will continue in the rebound. But Sam Stovall, CFRA Chief Investment Strategist, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Have a great afternoon, sir.